Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 1st, 2011. And we'll begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise with me, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us your divine wisdom. Wisdom to lead us to all of the leaders in Jefferson County. Help us to make the correct decisions to benefit the citizens of our county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every family that have a loved one away fighting the war for this beautiful country. Lord, we ask that you keep your divine wisdom on our Congress to do the right thing for the citizens of this country. These blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for access road improvements for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to receive and file bids for airport fuel service road improvements for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is to receive and file bids for the IFB for term contract for aviation fuel for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item D is to approve specifications for requests for proposals for the management of the Ford Park Entertainment Complex for Jefferson County. Item E is to consider and possibly approve award for airport fuel service road improvement for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Norman Highway Construction, Inc. in the amount of $58,305. Item F is to consider and possibly approve award for the term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Ascent Aviation. Item G is to execute, receive, and file the acceptance of offer for the term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Ascent Aviation. Item H is to consider and possibly approve Amendment 2 to contract for armored car services for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car. The amendment will add an additional armored car service pickup 2 days a week to the Precinct 4 Constable and Justice of the Peace offices at 19217 Highway 365, that should read, in Beaumont, in the amount of $129 per month. Item I is to execute, receive, and file lease agreements based on the award of the lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout as shown on Attachment A. Item J is to rescind award to Harold S. Anderson lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout for the property located at 18233 Big Hill Road in Winnie. And item K is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for IFB, and that should read 09109 instead of 190, which is a term contract for pest control for Jefferson County. The renewal period is August 3rd, 2011 to August 2nd, 2012. We have a motion on these items.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion of these items?
Yes, Judge. Ms. Clark, on item H, is there any issues with the timing? With, I heard something last week about when the truck picked up the deposits in Port Arthur, there was some type of issue with people turning in their receipts. Is there any problem there? Okay, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Any other discussion on any of those items under purchasing? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we're fortunate that we can table item A because as we sit here today, Jefferson County has the lowest number in Texas under the Keach Byram Drought Index. We're actually in a blue color on the map coding right now, which is great news for us. And so we'll consider it again next week as we monitor the weather. Item B, I'd ask that we amend that if whenever the motion is made. It's considering possibly approve an order and to execute, receive, and file that order regarding the redistricting of Jefferson County Commissioner's precinct boundaries. Item C is to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Leslie Brown as nurse practitioner in the Employee Health Department. They have a motion on those two items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. I'll just mention that Ms. Brown, who's going to be the new nurse practitioner, comes to us she has an extremely pleasant personality. She's got her postmaster's family nurse practitioner work done through the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston. She's got numerous undergraduate degrees in nursing. She has taught nursing at Lamar University and run several of their departments for the last several years, and I think she's going to be a person who the employees are really going to enjoy. So I urge all employees of Jefferson County to get to know her, to utilize the services of the Employee Health Department, and we'll, working in conjunction with Mr. Erickson and Human Resources, be getting out some information to all the employees, introducing Ms. Brown to them, and providing a little background information on her. August 23rd, not soon enough. All righty, moving on under the county auditor, item A is to consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds for engineering work on sub courthouse roof. The estimated cost is $2,400. That's as a result of some leaking after Hurricane Ike. The copper parts of the roof were replaced, but they've got some drains and some flat roofs that have backed up, causing the water to get behind the membrane and go down the sides of the wall, causing some leaks within the building. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, Place 2, which is for additional travel in the amount of $242. Item C is to consider and approve budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 7, which is an additional travel in the amount of $525. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Port Arthur maintenance for the replacement of a tractor in the amount of $8,400, which has been in the shop a whole lot and has been costing us $1,000 or more every time it's been in the shop. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 355998 through 356222. Do they have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for fiber optic cable installation along Aggie and Old Sour Lake Roads. Project is located in Precinct 1. We have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alfred.
Just, I got a question for Don. I know Ernest was involved in this permitting. When I reviewed the plat, I didn't see any notes to the contractors to restore the ditch to like original condition. Is that just automatically assumed in the permit, Don, or how will we monitor that?
We monitor it through our inspection. It will be returned to its original condition.
Okay. We just spent a lot of time and work out there getting that ditch to drain right, and I hate to see it get messed up.
We'll make sure that happens.
Thank you.
Good. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Lynette Broussard, a sheriff's office employee. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously, and that completes our agenda for this Monday with a shorter agenda for us. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring before the public today?
I want to know where Commissioner Arnold got that computer from. New millennium.
It was originally signed to you, sir, but I think you happened to had your head turned the other direction.
I like that.
We, as members of the public might not know, last Thursday, we held two public hearings for the redistricting of the Commissioner's Court precincts, exercise that we're required to go through every 10 years following the census whenever we have a deviation in total population between the commissioner's precincts of more than 10%, and that is a situation that existed this year because a result, or because of, out of, as a result of the last census, because of Hurricane Rita and Ike damage and the loss of some housing in the southern part of the county. I think, while no plan's perfect, I think the work that Allison and Bass Law Firm out of Austin did in assisting the commissioners to adjust the precinct boundaries in a way that would bring our total deviation below 5% was admirable and a workable map, and it's the solution we came to that would cause the least commotion and change in voting polling locations for individual voters. So we're going to move forward on that, and next Allison Bath will take up the readjustment of the boundaries for the other elected officials that we're required to look at before submitting it to the Department of Justice for preclearance. So.
Before does he submit ours, and then after?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I think they're going to go ahead and ask for initial pre-clearance on the commissioner's court precincts and then go back, I think he said, so that it doesn't unduly delay the process.
Right.
Anyone else have anything?
Right, and I want to assure any changes that we make, we made in that redistricting, that I'm comfortable saying that the citizens that will be affected by that change will be well represented. That's a promise I make to Commissioner Weaver. I think he gave me some of his constituents, and I want to reassure people that they will be represented just as passionate as they were previously. Thank you.
I also want to thank Ms. Guidry for committing to look at the issue of whether or not, without undue inconvenience to the voters, that she's going to look at whether or not we can consolidate some of our voting boxes where there's only one or two people in a precinct, and thereby reduce the number of voting judges or election judges and clerks that are required. So we'll look forward to looking at that. Thank you for your work on that, Ms. Guidry.
Judge, if I may, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Alex over there as our interim airport manager until the new airport manager comes on board. And Alex, raise your hands so everybody sees you. Alex stepped up. He's been out at the airport for quite some time doing the financial part of that, and I appreciate him stepping up, and he's going to play an integral role in that transition and then thereafter for the success of that airport. So thank you.
Just a reminder, Judge, we have posted a meeting for this Friday at 9 o'clock here in the courtroom. We'll be extending our budget workshop for any interested general public or otherwise might be interested in attending. 9 o'clock here in this courtroom this coming Friday.
All righty. If nothing else, then we're adjourned. Thank you for being here.